The forecast, relatively quiet with a chance of hurricanes. That report leads off CNN Student News. Fridays are awesome. Here's the deal. Forecasters from Colorado State University are looking at conditions for the 2014 Atlantic hurricane season. It officially runs from June 1st through November 30th, though hurricanes can form at any time. This year, meteorologists expect things to be relatively calm, with 9 possible tropical storms and 3 likely hurricanes. On average, there are 12 tropical storms and 7 hurricanes. One reason for a calm forecast is El Niño. It's a natural climate pattern that means warmer water in parts of the Pacific that can have a calming effect on Atlantic weather. But forecasts are far from an exact science. In 2012, there were almost twice as many storms than experts expected. Last year, there were 2 hurricanes when 9 were expected. Satellites, planes, ships, and sonobuoys, like the one you see in this YouTube clip, dropped from above, diving into the ocean, listening for anything that could be a signal from a Malaysia Airlines passenger plane. It vanished more than a month ago. No trace of the plane has been recovered. Signals have been heard beneath the Indian Ocean waves by several different listening devices on several different occasions. But to understand why it's so hard to pinpoint the plane's possible whereabouts, you have to go deep.
Plunging to nearly 15,000 feet below sea level is a journey into a mysterious abyss, a journey few humans can even comprehend. The Boeing 777 is about 200 feet wide, 242 feet long. And possibly so deep under the Indian Ocean that you'd pass the Statue of Liberty, the Eiffel Tower, and the tallest building in the world in Dubai on the way down, and still be only a fraction of the way to where the plane wreckage might be resting. Keep plunging, and you've entered a place sunlight can't reach. The pinger locator is being towed well below that, 4,600 feet below the surface. Marine biologist Paula Carlson says at these depths, marine life is unlike anything most people have ever seen.
And then the deeper you go, you find less and less. They have to be very cold tolerant. They might not even have eyes. They may be blind because they don't need to see. There's no light down there.
Keep going toward the ocean floor, and at 12,500 feet below sea level is where you'd find the wreckage of the Titanic, which took some 70 years to discover and where it still rests today. And if it were turned upside down at 14,400 feet is where you'd hit the iconic peak of Washington State's Mount Rainier. Only after all that would you reach the spot where search teams believe the pings from the flight data recorder are coming from, 14,800 feet into the abyss.
If that doesn't capture the magnitude of this search, then imagine what one oceanographer described for us. He says, picture yourself standing on top of one of the highest peaks in the Rocky Mountains, looking all the way down and trying to find a suitcase in the dark.
The pressure at nearly 15,000 feet is crushing, and very few manned submarines can even withstand it.
There are only a half a dozen subs that can go to basically half the ocean depth, with a number of countries having that capability. If it gets to the point of collapse, it basically implodes. It just crushes.
Finding the plane is daunting, bringing it back from the deep even more difficult. Ed Lavandera, CNN.
You might have had sriracha before. It's a hot sauce. On the Scoville scale, which measures spiciness, it's about half as hot as Tabasco. But a California city council is turning up the heat on the factory that makes it, declaring the factory a public nuisance. This is all because of how it smells. People in the community of Irwindale, California, say a sriracha plant that's close to town gives off spicy fumes. So spicy that residents say it's given them asthma, heartburn, teary eyes, and nosebleeds. Since it opened, the plant has brought new jobs to Irwindale, and the company says it has state-of-the-art air filters to prevent pollution. But because of complaints, the city has given the plant 90 days to clean up its act, or representatives are threatening to make changes themselves.